This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In the middle of the third straight year of slumping commodity prices and decreased net farm income, farmers are looking for new markets in which to sell their crops. Luckily, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, can accomplish just that. It's a pact with 11 other countries that would open markets for farmers across Illinois and across the country. Essentially, TPP would help level the playing field for American farmers by requiring trading partners to reduce tariffs on U.S. agricultural and other exports. Additionally, it will boost demand for U.S. agri-food products among the 500 million consumers in the 11 Asian-Pacific partner nations in the agreement. And leveling the playing field is especially important for Illinois farmers when you consider that 33% of Illinois farm income is attributable to agricultural exports. These exports help support rural communities and support job growth across the state. In Illinois alone, the fully implemented trade agreement will add $300 million per year to agricultural cash receipts and $127 million per year in net agricultural exports from Illinois. But with all the benefits of TPP, the agreement still faces an uphill battle in the U.S. Congress and in the Court of Public Opinion. With the remaining presidential candidates openly opposed to TPP and certain to abandon the deal once elected, supporters of the trade agreement remain hopeful that a vote on the legislation may happen before 2017 while the pro-trade president, majority leader, and speaker are still in office. That's why Illinois Farm Bureau will spend the next several months engaged in an important campaign to win passage of TPP. The campaign will be driven by farmer stories, your stories, about the importance of trade. With the TPP vote anticipated in Congress's lame duck session, Illinois Farm Bureau's campaign will target members of Congress from Illinois. You can help by shooting a short video, just 20 to 60 seconds, that tells Congress your name, where you farm, what you grow or raise, and why trade matters to you and your farm. For more information and to submit your video, visit www.ilfb.org/trade. Trade is important to Illinois farmers, especially when commodity prices and net farm income are depressed. But passage of TPP can help change that, and you can help pass TPP. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers are finally getting a much-needed check on their runaway overreach, wrote AFBF President Zippy Duval in his most recent Beyond the Fence Rows column. A unanimous ruling by the Supreme Court in May means farmers and ranchers can take the federal government to court immediately after an agency determines it can regulate part of their property, according to Duval. Further, this ruling, United States Army Corps of Engineers versus Hawks, is among the most important court opinions we have seen. Along with other groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, AFBF was proud to contribute to a Friend of the Court brief in support of the Hawks family and the Pacific Legal Foundation. Feed and Grain proudly announces that registration is now open for the inaugural Feed and Grain Live conference, taking place August 22nd through 23rd. Feed and Grain Live will be held in the heart of the Grain Belt at the Prairie Meadows Hotel in Altoona, Iowa. The conference will feature breakout educational sessions centered on three tracks: feed, grain, and safety and management. Sessions will be delivered by experts in their field, including Richard Sellers, Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Education for the American Feed Industry Association, Dr. Aaron Bowers, postdoctoral researcher from Iowa State University, John Foltz, Special Assistant to the President for Agricultural Initiatives at the University of Idaho, and Whitney Romero, Regional Account Manager, Environmental and Safety Investigations, Inc. Early bird registration for Feed and Grain Live is $160 until June 30th. Regular price registration is $260 after July 1st. One-day passes are available for $120. AFBF's tax specialist Pat Wolf says farmers must urge Congress to support cash accounting and farmers being able to match income with expenses on their tax returns. While tax reform is not likely during the election year, she says that it will top the list for Congress next year. With lawmakers on the campaign trail this summer, it's a good time for farmers and ranchers to tell legislators what agriculture needs in the tax code. In a world consumed by daily deadlines, social media, and a myriad of other distractions, it's natural to seek out things that can help us feel more grounded, to find a sense of place. Many people feel like they have lost their connection to the land and are looking to establish or restore a connection with their food. So they gravitate to labels and taglines that make them feel good, labels that create a story but don't offer much information in return. Awards for the top communications specialists were presented during AFBF's 2016 Strategic Policy Advocacy, Resources, and Communications Conference in Utah last week. California, Illinois, and Pennsylvania farm bureaus took home the most honors, including awards of excellence in news, print media, and audio-video production. An amendment offered by Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska was recently approved during House floor consideration of the Department of Defense Fiscal Year 2017 Appropriations Package. The amendment calls for a prohibition of funding for any DOD efforts to impose so-called Meatless Mondays on the armed forces. In recent years, the Humane Society of the United States has influenced the U.S. Coast Guard to incorporate its Meatless Mondays campaign in food service offerings to its military members. According to sources, including Politico, the Coast Guard has reduced its meat consumption by as much as 10% in 3 years. The Farm Animal Welfare Coalition, of which AFBF is a member, submitted a letter to all representatives urging support for the Smith Amendment. A Capital Press article describes how AFBF is busy doing its homework on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in advance of the presidential election. We are definitely in the research stage of where the candidates stand on issues important to farmers and ranchers, said Dale Moore, Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Public Policy. Politicians often refer to agricultural states as flyover country, but both campaigns need to understand agricultural issues are not just simply blue and red. They need to sit down with farmers and livestock producers and find out what's important to them and how policies affect them. The Federal Aviation Administration released the final small unmanned aircraft systems rule. AFBF submitted comments to the FAA during its proposed rulemaking last year, and while the final rule did not include all of AFBF's recommendations, it does provide a path forward to integrate this emerging tool for American agriculture. Farmers and ranchers can begin using a new tool in the toolbox, which allows their farming businesses to be more efficient, economical, and environmentally friendly, according to AFBF Director of Congressional Relations, R.J. Carney. AFBF looks forward to working with the FAA to fine-tune this rule so farmers and ranchers can maximize drone technology to its fullest potential. The rule will become effective in late August of 2016. The recent Technology Quarterly essay in The Economist covers how technology is changing the business of agriculture, from drones to soil sampling to robotics. Technology is increasing efficiency and improving sustainability on the modern farm. The article says, in the short run, these improvements will boost farmers' profits by cutting costs and increasing yields, and should also benefit consumers, meaning everyone who eats food, in the form of lower prices. In the longer run, though, they may help provide the answer to an increasingly urgent question: how can the world be fed in the future without putting irreparable strain on the Earth's soils and oceans? And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.